Only 17% of the judges of major international tribunals are women. If you look historically at the number of judges of the International Court of Justice, the World Court, only 4 of 106 judges in its 70-year history have been women. So we think that it is a problem, it's unjust. It shows that women are not having equal opportunity in access to these spaces. Those spaces are important, and we hope to change it.
You are launching a GQL campaign. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what that entails?
Yeah, well, GQL is a name that comes from gender equality, and it's a global campaign on parity in international representation. And so what we're looking for is to get governments to commit themselves to nominate and to vote, taking into account gender. So we're talking about nominating and voting in parity. So for example, if a government is going to pursue 10 positions internationally in these tribunals over the course of the next 10 years, 5 could be women and 5 men. If they are not going to pursue the positions, but they still have a vote because they still have a say in many of those spaces, then they could use their votes to push for equality, take into account the balance or the composition of those tribunals and vote for the qualified women that are being presented to those bodies.
So it really sounds like a top-down approach rather than a bottom-up approach to gender equality.
Well, it is one of the points of entries of many of the important decisions that affect women worldwide. We've had conversations with and debates with people at the grassroots level and the powerful and activists and writers and people that are engaged in culture. So I wouldn't say that the campaign itself has a top-down approach, but it is a campaign that is devoted to changing one important but small, discrete space in the international arena, which are international tribunals and international monitoring bodies. And why are we aiming at that? Because we think that in those spaces, there are many very important consequential decisions that are being taken, and women are absent from those spaces.